Welcome back to the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Duran, right back at it again, everybody. Welcome back to a new podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I did not forget. You might be wondering, like, oh, how come it's taking so long for Nicky to put out a podcast? I said next week, and here we are, next week. Technically, I am not late. Yes, last week I did my podcast on a Sunday, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people were expecting me to do Sundays. No. Here I am doing a podcast on a Monday. A Monday night, actually, to be exact. So, in my defense, I am technically on time. Y'all are just late to the party. Anyways, welcome back to a new podcast, new me, you know. We're starting off that whole series, I can't say a bad word until we reach a minute, now we can say fuck. Okay, great, oh, anyways, how you doing, you know. So, yeah, here we are, new podcast, new us, and we're starting off with the end of January already. God damn. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it feels like it's been a long-ass time. You know, January is taking too long to fucking end, you know? Here I am wondering when the fuck is January supposed to be done. Shit, I'm telling you, it went by very, very slowly, but it did go by a little bit fast. Probably because we're fearing that World War III might start at any moment. From the current tensions that are going down, I say we're not going to make it into 2026, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, you know? Anyways, we're not starting off, like last week's podcast, ladies and gentlemen, it really showed a side of me that, you know, you would never fucking get. If you waterboarded me, you would not get any of that fucking information out of me. I don't know why I just came up here and admitted that I have a fucking body pillow. I wonder that, like, I wonder what was wrong with me. Probably because we didn't have any topics, you know. We wanted to start off the new podcast season with some fucking controversy, so there we go. I started my own controversy, you know. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. How you doing, you know? Anyways, so yeah, I've actually been chilling. For this week, it has gone by slowly. We're not gonna be doing like I kind of do want to do like maybe two podcasts a month. Maybe that'll quell you guys down. But I mean, if we could do like, say every like Sunday or Monday, I kind of want to do a Saturday, but sometimes in Saturday, I kind of oversleep, you know. That's the problem with me, you know, like, I fucking oversleep, so that's the reason why sometimes I don't come out with a brand new episode by then, you know. By then, I'm fucking passed out, and I'll be out for the whole fucking day on Saturdays. Sundays are very... It varies, you know, depending on my schedule at that time. You know, I could be doing some things. I could be shopping. I could be out, you know. I mean, you know, we're being productive with our days, you know. So, yeah. Anyways, 2024, Nicky Duran becomes a femboy, so. No! Oh, shit. I revealed the fucking master, the fucking grand master plans, you know. That's the reason behind my fucking, true story. Fucking the reason behind, my weight loss journey is to become the greatest femboy of all fucking time. I will rival fucking Finster right now, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the real plan? Actually, no, I'm just doing it for my health, you know, like, I want to live a little longer, you know, I mean, even though we might be drafted or some shit, you know, so, yeah, starting off this podcast with a gay fucking admission. I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, like I said, you know, like, how you doing, you know. Anyways, for real, I actually genuinely don't have a fucking topic this week, so we're just gonna fucking just sit on some shit, you know, like, usually, with the whole Christian stuff, it just, the fucking topics make themselves, you know? Everybody's been talking about this, this Pokemon game, what is it called, Power World? Actually, I did not look that up, but I've been hearing a lot of good things about it. It is almost close to being a fucking, a Pokemon, like, fucking, I guess a knockoff version of Pokemon, but I mean, I don't see that. I mean, it has different mechanics, of course. It has like fucking like kawaii fucking animal creatures that are being battled against one another, but I've been seeing a lot of fucking good gameplay. You know, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of good gameplay. I mean, I hope to. I might actually get it. It's free on Game Pass. If you have Xbox, it is free. So I genuinely want to play it on Game Pass. I might actually download it tonight. I might download it tonight. I have Game Pass. I just gotta make some room. It's because I got Starfield still downloaded on my fucking Xbox. You know, these Xbox games, they fucking take so much, like, fucking gigabytes. So it's like, I might just take off Skyrim, to be honest. Skyrim is unplayable, ladies and gentlemen. It is unplayable. It's because of all the fucking mods that I have. I mean, I even played it without mods today. It did not go well. It did not go well. You know, I mean, I was dealing with a lot of crashing. It crashed several times today. Yeah, the game crashed so many times today that I was it just makes it unplayable now. You know, it really does make it unplayable. I hope to actually. Maybe fix, I tried playing it without mods, too. I tried playing it without mods. So that, there's that, you know, I mean. But it still it crashes, even without the mods, you know. I mean, a lot of people expects me to, like, I mean, it could be that, I mean, the game is so, like, it's just ruined at this point, you know. This is, Todd Howard's, way of trying to get more people to play Starfield, even though, I mean, Starfield at this point, I mean, it's still shit. I mean, we're in 2024. I expected there to be some fucking, like, updates, like, oh, we've made the game fucking better, you know, we have gone towards a different fucking, like, direction, and our game will now be fucking the best now, you know. You think that they would fucking do that, right? You know, like, hey, I mean, this game that we spent so many years on, instead of doing Elder Scrolls 6, it's gonna be the best, you know, like, this game is shit, you know, it's still shit. I want my fucking money back, Todd. I got this game on fucking Black Friday. And yeah, it's shit. It's shit. You know, I mean, I'm waiting for Elder Scrolls 6. But I'm kind of frightened that Elder Scrolls 6 will be shittier than Starfield. And that's my fucking biggest fear, you know. Is that Bethesda, you think that there would be some badass games coming out. Oh yeah, there's an Indiana Jones game coming out too. There better be some fucking swastikas in this game. I'm telling you. No, hear me out, ladies and gentlemen. You know how some games that'll feature German enemies, you would think, like, oh, there's gotta be some, like, swastikas, you know? It makes sense to put swastikas in a fucking, like, game against Nazis. If you're... Who the fuck is... Is somebody chopping down a tree outside? What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that? Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, swastikas in games. If I don't see a fucking swastika in the Indiana Jones game, then it's not an Indiana Jones game. It's just censorship game, you know? It's censorship, the game. Because, I mean, like, let's be honest, I mean, like, every game that has, like, oh, we're fighting against the Germans, what era, we don't know. Isn't it supposed to be World War II? Where's the swastika, you know? The iconic swastika, you know? If anything, you gotta describe it. Oh, like, oh, this is a Nazi, you know? You're fighting against Nazis. I want to see myself beating the fuck out of a Nazi wearing a swastika, you know? Seriously, I mean, shit. I mean, if there's no swastikas in this fucking Indiana Jones game, then it's not a fucking Indiana Jones game. It's basically fucking, an Indiana Jones game with no fucking purpose, you know? I mean, you don't know who the fuck you're fighting against. I'm, like, looking out my window, like, wondering, who the fuck is that? Is that a fucking vehicle going on? Or I've never once, in my 1 year of living in this fucking neighborhood, I have never heard that vehicle ever. Is it a Honda Civic? Oh, I think it is. That looks like a Honda car. It's the one that's making that noise. I had to look out my window. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yes, so yeah, Bethesda, they're making this Indiana Jones game. I don't think it's gonna be good. I really don't think it's gonna be good. I mean, I love Indiana Jones, it's just that with this game, I am hoping that they actually do something good. I hope they do something good, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind this game, but it better be good. I mean, it better be worth their time. Like, Bethesda's wasting everybody's time. They're supposed to be releasing Elder Scrolls 6 in 2028 or 2027. Around there is when we'll get a fucking Elder Scrolls 6, but it seems like they're making these other games that are so terrible that, I mean, it's just, oh yeah, they're making another one too. It's called Elder Scrolls Castles or some shit. I think it's gonna be a mobile game, to be honest. It sounds like a mobile game. I know they got, like, Elder Scrolls, the Blades and shit, and, I mean, like, I don't like it at all. I mean, I've played it on my phone too, and it's, like, it's shitty. So yeah, there's that. And, you know, I mean, somebody brought this up the other day, regarding Wizard 101. Like, playing Wizard 101 in 2024. God dang. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like playing Genshin Impact, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? Like, you were supposed to be there at the fucking beginning. At the fucking beginning. At the very beginning. The start of this whole fucking game. Like, let me tell you something. Wizard 101, if you play Wizard 101 right now as we fucking speak, it is not going to make sense to you at all. I'm just gonna be real with y'all. Y'all are growing up with, like, the new style of Wizard 101. But me, I grew up with the iconic fucking start. I was literally fucking playing that game the a month after it fucking came out, you know? A month after it came out, I was playing Wizard 101. And, I'm just telling you, you had to have been there at the fucking beginning. The beginning is where, like, I mean, nowadays, I mean, like, I've played the beginning of the game as well. Like, I made a new character and shit. Like, they changed the beginning of the game. Like, everything has actually been changed. So, I mean, of course, you can pick, but you could pick, you can actually decide whether or not to play the new beginning or the OG beginning, which, I mean, growing up, I mean, when you played the OG beginning, it fucking makes sense, you know? It's the best fucking game right there. 10 out of 10, you know? But anyways, as I was saying, yeah, you had to be there when this shit fucking dropped. Let me tell you, you know? I mean, it was the greatest fucking experience. Nowadays, I mean, you're gonna be getting the, like, worst experience. You're gonna be getting the credit card simulator fucking experience, because that's what this game has turned into, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about using your fucking credit card every fucking month now. Of course, back then it was about that. I mean, back then it was. I mean, there hasn't been no changes, but, it really, I mean, there really is no difference is what I'm trying to say, you know? But yeah, anyways. So yeah, it's not gonna be the same, you know? It's not gonna be the same. It pretty much is the same with the whole credit card simulator type of shit. Remember, I think I was saying last week that I never played, like, Genshin Impact. I actually got to play it. I mean, story-wise, it's okay. I mean, it takes a fucking long time to download. Jesus fudge. I'm telling you, it took 30 gigabytes of my fucking foreign storage. God damn, it took a long time to fucking download. It really did. It took a lot of fucking time to download, but I managed, and now I'm still at the fucking beginning of the game. I mean, of course, I'm not gonna be an addict about it. I mean, I just wanted to try it, because some people were telling me, you know, like, Nikki, you gotta open your wide view on games, you know, you gotta play this game. And so I'm, you know, like, you know, I am going to appease you by saying, like, I'm gonna try this game, but if I don't like it, I am going to make you wear a fucking maid dress, and I will fucking make you my bitch. Literally, like, seriously, they were, like, telling me, like, nigga, you gotta play this game, you gotta fucking play it. And now here I am playing, and now I'm fucking bored, you know? It took a shit long time to download, especially with the fucking, like, the internet out here. Jesus Christ, like, literally, it took me, what, 2 days to fucking download this shit on my phone, because, I mean, I don't want to, I mean, it's not on fucking Xbox, because I'm on Xbox now. I mean, like, I'm on Xbox, and it's not on fucking Xbox, so that's why I'm just like, oh, you know, shit. Apparently, it's due to some disputes or some shit, because, I really don't know. They said it was some fucking disputes or some shit, like, apparently Genshin ain't on Microsoft, like, they're fucking having some beef or some shit. I'm surprised this game isn't on, fucking Nintendo Switch, you know? I am very surprised that this game is not on a Nintendo Switch, because this felt like fucking The Legend of Zelda, you know, like, the beginning, like, the very start, you know? Like, you know, at, like, literally just any fucking basic start on a, like, a Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. I still haven't played Tears of the Kingdom, by the way. I'm still debating it, you know? Like, it's kind of like, should I spend $80 on a fucking game that is pretty much like its first game, you know? Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, they are just basically, it's a copy-pasted game, you know what I mean? As long as there's more Gerudo Link in it, I think I'll be fine. If you know, you know. I'm telling you, I mean, it's an addiction, you know? Just kidding. Anyways, that's what I was saying. So yeah. If I could actually, like, I guess it's all about that whole thing, you know. It's like I'm probably never gonna buy Tears of the Kingdom, but at the same time, I'm kind of surprised that Genshin isn't on a fucking Nintendo Switch. But I could see why, because of the fucking massive file that it is. It's on PlayStation, it's on Steam Deck, and I've heard like it's fucking great on those consoles besides your phone. You know, I mean, like your phone, it takes about 30 gigabytes, and it really did. It did a number on my gigabytes. I have about 150 gigabytes, but it fucking swallowed that hole. Like, it swallowed that hole. And now I'm like, what, 20 gigabytes on my phone? So I'm like, Jesus. I'm talking about storage space. All of my shit's like stored onto my SD card, and then it goes back and forth. I think I can switch it to my SD card instead, but I'm not really a mobile gamer, you know. I'm not really a mobile gamer, you know. I used to back in the day. That was back in the day, but we're talking about now. Mobile games nowadays are fucking credit card simulators. Let's be real. Let's be real. I mean, the last time I did a bit of like mobile gaming was back in the days of Clash of Clans, you know, like, literally, it was back then, and The Simpsons Tapped Out. Like, I mean, it was a great generation. It was the Wild West of mobile gaming. Nowadays, you got fucking multiple fucking, like, mobile app games that have shitty trailers. Let's talk about those disturbing trailers. Like, fucking, would you rather fucking do this, or how to save this fucking person from dying the most painful death? And it's like, it's just, you know, it's like, who the fuck is even creating these games? Which I know, oh shit. Which I know that some of these games, like, they're coming out of China. Now, I'm not being like hateful or anything. I'm not trying to start some shit, but it's like half of these shitty games are like straight out of fucking China. You know what I mean? It's just shitty. You know, they're shitty quality, and it's all about baiting people. You know, it's all about baiting people, and you know who falls for these? Little kids, you know, I mean, little kids, they're God's fucking children, you know, I mean, all that stuff, you know, but they fall. I'm falling asleep, ladies and gentlemen. I did not drink any fucking coffee today, so don't judge me. Well, don't you judge me, you know. Anyways, we're gonna be talking about some yaoi in a bit, but let me talk about this fucking Chinese games. like, these Chinese games are, like, they're just so, like, I mean, kids will be fucking, they will download this shit. I mean, tablet kids, you know. Anyways, so I was talking about yaoi. We're talking about manga now. We went from fucking talking about Wizard 101 to credit card simulator games to Chinese knockoffs, and now we're talking about fucking manga. Remember how last week I was talking to you about The Red Thread? How we, the Kraka Coalition Podcast, nominated and awarded this fucking great book, this fucking gorgeous, wholesome book. Yeah. Volume 2 comes out tomorrow. Hell fucking yeah! Because hear me out, ladies and gentlemen. I have been waiting since December for fucking Volume 2. Like, I mean, this book had just come out in, like, September. And I found it, like, I found it in this Entertain Mart. And it was a, I mean, at first, I mean, like, I liked the cover. I mean, of course, it's just two guys holding each other. I mean, at first, I was like, maybe it's a short-haired girl. I mean, like, maybe it's a girl with a very, very short hair. But then I just realized, like, it's a boy love type of stuff, you know? And so, I mean, I got to reading it. It was not that bad, and I gave it a... It's a wholesome book, you know? It really is a wholesome book. They consider it yaoi, but, I mean, it's like, there's no nudity or anything. It's just wholesome love between two guys, like, two men, you know? It's you know, I rated it 10 out of 10, you know? I mean, shit, it was really a wholesome book. I mean, it opens up my wide view on these things, you know, these topics, you know? And I recently read another one just today. In fact, moments ago before fucking doing this podcast, actually, I was reading another book. It's called Replay. Now, hear me out, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me out. The sex scenes start at chapter 7, so, I mean, we were good throughout the whole fucking book, you know, the wholesomeness before the fucking, you know, it was really a good book. This book is good, too, you know, like, it really is, it's a fascinating book. Yeah, I know, I mean, a lot of people will fucking see it as weird, but I see it more as art, you know. Like I said, I am a patron of the arts, you know. I love a good book, you know. I love a good book, even if it's a fucking gay porno, you know. I will say this is a fucking masterpiece, you know. It's probably because, I mean, I'm in the desperate situation where it's like, you know, I wish that could happen to me. I'm playing both sides, and yet I am still lonely as a motherfucker. I'm telling you, I'm literally playing both sides. Just kidding. No, I do have a crush on somebody. I do have a crush on somebody. Will I ask that person tomorrow? I actually might ask that person out tomorrow. Just saying, so wish me the fuck luck. Next podcast, be ready for that update. Just kidding. Anyways, I actually do have a little bit of a crush on somebody. I got to talk to that person today, actually. I guess everything's just starting so soon, you know? So soon, you know? Like, I just got out of a relationship just fucking... actually, it's been a couple of months, but I think I shouldn't go too fast, you know, with a relationship, but, I mean, this person is really, they are a really nice person, you know, like, they are really nice, you know, they've been really nice to me, and they've been checking in on me, you know. I mean, like, literally, I will be taking a shower or some shit, and they will be texting me constantly, saying, like, are you fucking dead? What happened? Did you fucking overdose? Did you do the Elvis Presley challenge? And I'm like, no, I just went to go take a shower. Like, Jesus, like, who are you talking to that fucking might have done some shit, you know, like... Like, I'm not that fucking crazy. I mean, I think of a lot of gay shit, but I mean, like, I'm not that crazy. Anyways, as I was saying, so yeah, as I was talking about this, but yes, we went straight off the topic about all this shit. I mean, you know, it's because I don't want to talk about it. I'm genuinely blushing, you know. Like, literally, my fucking face is, like, red right now. I can tell. And, so, yeah. Anyways, as I was talking about this book, it really is a good book. It really is a good book. Replay, it's called. It's about these two guys. They were childhood friends, you know, like... I guess, like, they used to play baseball together, you know, I mean, as kids. And then, as they got towards, like high school, they begin to actually drift apart. They were always called, like, the fucking, like, the baseball couple, because they were always together all the time, you know, and shit. And, So, where was I? I dropped my fucking equipment, ladies and gentlemen. The most embarrassing shit just happened. I dropped all my shit. It fell off the table. My little table. I really need a fucking... I really need to tidy up this place. God damn it. Anyways. where the fuck was I? I was talking about a gay manga, right? Okay, so anyways, I guess like they were childhood friends, and then they grew up, they go to fucking high school, and then they started drifting away, and then they were basically in baseball, and they were pretty much called the baseball couple, because they were always like near each other at all fucking times, and there was never a day where they drifted apart, until like I guess like when they started feeling like we're not gonna be going to the same university together, and they started to somewhat drift apart, where I mean it's the most wholesome fucking shit ever. I mean, you could write to me a fucking like a somewhat shitty romantical shit like that, and I will say this is the most romantical shit, you know, like, I guess, like, they just begin to, like, actually, like, one of them actually begins to say, you know, I mean, you know, this is what's going down, and fucking, like, I have fucking feelings for you and shit, I'm in love with you, motherfucker. And so it's like, you know, it's stories like that, and it's the heartstrings that really, they really fucking pick up my feelings, you know what I mean? Like, I love these stories, and it really is a beautiful story, and I love it. I guess it's just, you know, it's stories like these that it's like, I mean, of course, they market to people who are on the fruity side, but, I mean, like, it really is something to me, you know, it means something to me that, I mean, love exists in all languages, no matter if you're a man or a woman, you know what I mean, like, if it's same sex, you know what I mean, it really plucks at the heartstrings, you know. We're talking philosophically here, you know. We're talking tonight here on the Crocker Coalition podcast, a podcast that at one point was fucking based to shit. Here we are talking about the most gayest shit ever, and here I am actually saying it genuinely from my opinion. You know, we used to have opinions, and now here we are. Here I am expressing my opinion on said book, and I'm like, you know, like, it really does, it warms my heart. It's a really heartwarming, like, I guess, stories, you know, collection of stories, you know what I mean? They do make me cry, and this one actually did make me cry until we got to the part where they ended up fucking, and then I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my god, that's literally what I said, was like, I clutched my invisible pearls that were on my neck, that's how fucking surprised I gotten, and of course I should have expected it, because he threw him down on the ground and started making sweet love to him. I should have expected it from there, like, clutching my pearls. I literally said, oh my god. it was a romantical situation, like my screen, you know, like I'm reading this and like it pops up on my fucking screen, which I mean, I should have known, because like the advertisements on the sidebars were like porno games and shit. I should have known. But I use Opera, you know, I mean, I thought those fucking advertisements would be gone, So, yeah, I read it online. Of course, I plan to get the physical copy because I want a physical copy. I want one, you know. I want to build up my my fucking, like, library to say that I am truly in it just for the arts, you know. This is my life, you know. I mean, I would rather read this than something else, you know. Like, this is what I plan to read, you know, basically. So anyways, as we were talking about it, yeah, I mean, despite it being like a porno and shit, it really does pluck at the heartstrings. It's a beautiful masterpiece. I really love it. I wish there was a part two to this book. I wish there was a part two, but it's complete, you know. You don't need to buy a fucking volume two, volume three, volume four, volume five. You don't need to do that. This book is complete, and here I am. I'm actually wondering, like, what happens now? They went to the same university, and then they started fucking, and now I'm wondering, what happens next? You know, like, I am genuinely for the fucking tea, you know. I want the tea. I want them to fucking get married. I want them to have the best time of their fucking life. Something that they will cherish and remember. Oh yeah, they move into a fucking apartment at the end. Like, they actually just move into an apartment together. But at the same time, I want a story where they have a fucking happily ever after, you know. I mean, of course I got that, but it's still, I mean, I want a full fucking, like, the marriage proposal, like, in the marriage, you know. I want to see that shit, you know. We've gone too far. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone too far. The Crockett Coalition podcast is now a liberal station with Nikki Duran running this podcast. I can hear that. I can hear many people saying, Nikki Duran is now running the most liberal podcast. He's drank the water that made him gay, and he is now looking after fucking... Remember, like I said before, we used to say a lot of base shit on this podcast. Like, we were evil as shit. But here I am turning back the time. Here I am turning back the time to actually make this a brand new podcast. I want everybody to feel inclusive here, you know. I do not believe in fucking segregation. I truly believe that as long as I'm laughing, you're probably not laughing. You're probably eating some ramen right now, and you're probably fucking thinking to yourself, what the fuck is this retard fucking saying? Oh my gosh. Like, seriously. Can I say that? I don't think I can. I don't think I can, honestly. I mean, although I might seem, you know what, I'm gonna apologize for that fucking word that I used. I used the R-tard slang. Actually, you know, it's lost its meaning, actually. It no longer fucking, it's no longer a fucking slur. But I'm not using it all the time, so, like, anyways, we're just a little bit hyper, you know. We're a little bit hyper, you know. And so, yeah, so yes, Chris is doing a live stream right now. Are you fucking serious? Here I am doing this fucking, here I am doing this fucking this podcast, and Chris Chan's doing a fucking live stream right now. Oh, man. Is it really Chris Chan? I know he's been gaming recently. He's been doing fucking gaming Let's Plays during his live stream. You know, like, what is the big deal with that, you know? Like, Chris should have just gone into gaming and shit. Like, actual fucking gaming instead of doing the comics. Because, let's be honest, if Chris had actually gone into gaming, he would have been more fucking successful. Look at the like, Chris originally fucking did a fucking, Let's Play. It was for, Animal Crossing on his Nintendo GameCube, was it? I believe it was. He did a fucking Animal Crossing Let's Play, like, back in the fucking day. Like, he uploaded this to some some online, like, before fucking YouTube. Like, literally, he was considered the first fucking Let's Player, like, actually showing his fucking, like, inside of his game and narrating it, you know? He was literally the first Let's Player. Of course, that title can be, like, it can be debated, you know? I mean, there's a lot of people who claim to be the first Let's Player, but Chris was one of the most, like, the first documented Let's Player of, I mean, like, it's documented, and the video can be found, so I'm wondering, like, who really holds the title of the first Let's Player, let's be honest. So, I mean, if Chris had actually gone into Let's Playing, he could have actually made, like, something off of that. He could have actually profited off of it. Of course, I'm using past tense, you know, like, I mean, I will somewhat respect Chris's gender, but I mean, at the same time, I'm like, you know, I mean, at the same time, I'm using the past, you know, when he was a he, you know, so do not be offended. I'm actually using past tense, you know, like when Chris was a he, you know, and so yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, so what was I saying? So yeah, Chris could have actually profited off of fucking doing Let's Plays, and he could have actually did something, you know, instead of the comic, he could have actually made money. And he could have been the fucking OG Let's Player and playing games, you know? Like, literally, that could have happened, but it did not go that way. It did not go that way at all. Anyways, as we were talking about, so yeah, I'm trying to really, really turn this podcast around. Of course, I didn't have any topics this evening. I mean, we did talk about gaming. We did talk about some questionable shit. Some digital footprint. Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, like, I am not ashamed to admit, like, I mean, I like gay shit. But here's the thing, though. I mean, I'm not just in it for, like, sexual, like, pleasures or anything. It's not a fetish. It's actually just, where, like, I am a human being, too, you know? Like, I only like it because the stories that they give are very, very heart-touching, you know? They have made this man, this person, this 23-year-old person, Nikki Duran, your host of the Kruk Coalition podcast, it made me cry. Because the stories are just so, I mean, it's just so romantical, you know? I mean, it's just something that has awakened inside of me where it's like, you know, these stories, it really does, you know, like, it really puts something in your heart, you know? Like, it really just makes you feel heartwarming things from these stories, of course. I mean, it just does that for me, you know? Like, I've never felt this way in a long time. I guess it's probably because ever since, like, me in relationships have not really been the greatest thing. And it's kind of putting a smile on my face, you know what I mean? It's weird to say it, but it really is putting a smile on my face, you know? And, oh yeah, I found out the other day what we usually say at the end of our podcasts. You know, I would say peace and love, my friends. Thank you, and have a good one, you know? I just found that out. Anyways, as I was saying, yeah, I mean, these stories, although they may be fucking very, very, I guess, it's, to some people it's a fetish, but reality is just like, I mean, these stories, they're heartwarming. They pluck at my heartstrings, you know? I mean, it really does. It gives me hope for the future, you know? It really does give me hope for the future, you know? It really just, like, you know, these stories are just so fucking beautiful, you know? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, of course, you would never, think of me reading these books. For people who know me in real life, you would see me fucking doing the most cringiest shit. But for me to be reading these books or even like watching these that, you would never see me doing that at all. You would think 2017 Nikki would not like what I'm doing. Like there's a whole difference, you know. Nikki back then, he was straight. He was very, very based. Like I was saying a lot of shit back in the day. Like I was an evil person. But now here I am, 2024, and I've begun to see onto things, you know. Like I've begun to actually feel feelings for the first time in a long time, you know. Which I have not felt feelings in a while, you know. I've been numb. But these stories are what really just, it's really been keeping me going, you know. It's exciting. It brings a smile to my face. It makes my heart beat faster, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, like I will read these books, and it's like, oh man, you know, it's exciting, you know, it's spicy, you know. But still, I mean, of course, me reading yaoi shit, it's like, you'd never fucking see Nikki from years ago reading that. You would see him fucking saying a lot of shit, but it's like, now it's like, I'm reading this stuff, and it's like, damn, that shit's fucking good. But anyways, it's all about the wholesomeness, you know. It really is all about the wholesomeness, you know. You gotta change your outlook on things. We all change our outlook on things, you know. And so that's what we all do, you know. You know, like, it's all good, you know. It was the best book. I love it. And the reason why I'm like talking so much too, my voice right now is fucking, I'm starting to turn into like RFK Jr. right now with my voice, you know. I'm talking too much, you know. It's because I don't have any topics, ladies and gentlemen. Like, oh my gosh, I had a fucking notebook. I had a notebook of topics, but you know what happened? That notebook is missing. So now I'm trying to find that notebook. So anyways, so yeah, here I am talking about yaoi and how it's fucking changing my life. It's changed my outlook on life, you know? So, yeah. It's changed my outlook on life, you know? It really has. It really has. And this is why I sleep to ASMRs at night. Just kidding. I actually do. This is some confession. I sleep with ASMRs on. Not the talking ones. No. The ones that have the rain and the fucking, like, ocean breeze type of shit. I fall asleep to that shit. No lie. I know a lot of people are going to say, bullshit, Nikki. I know you sleep into that fucking M4M fucking ASMRs fucking boyfriend fucking holding one another ASMR fucking boyfriend sneaks into your fucking room to sleep with you ASMR M4M. If you know, you know, you know. Shut the fuck up and quit exposing me. I'm telling you, you wouldn't get this information out of me if you fucking waterboarded me. Here I am fucking exposing myself. Anyways, I think this has been the Croco Coalition podcast. I'm going to end it off early. It's because we ran out of topics. Because let's be honest, here we are talking about the most gay shit, and I did not want to do this for the second episode. We're on the third season, by the way. This is the third season of a podcast, because why the fuck not, you know? I wanted to start off new. We starting off new, you get new, you know? So anyways, I think we're just going to end it off right here. I think at 50 minutes. Because I really don't have a great topic. Actually, you know what? I do have some updates. I'm getting the new headset tomorrow. Same time, I'm getting my internet redone in a way. Actually, no, I switched over to a new provider. They should be here by Friday. And we should be getting back onto streaming What game are we going to stream? At first, I wanted to do Slender the Arrival, the 10th anniversary edition. They fucking revamped it. They redone a lot of shit with Slender the Arrival. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Slender the Arrival was the game that really brought everything together. My YouTube channel, a lot of people love that video. Not that many people actually love that video. If you are unfamiliar, I have a YouTube channel. It's on my Instagram. You can check me out at Misty Rivers. What the fuck was my username for Instagram? I might link it up next time. Anyways, as I was saying, for those who are like, who are following me on Instagram, I'm more on Instagram now, by the way. So for those who are probably wondering, like, where is Nikki? Why ain't Nikki like doing the fucking, like, the Twitter or anything? It's because I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm not on any of that stuff. I'm more of on, Instagram. So, anyways, this has been the Crocker. I will be getting some more updates soon. Anyways, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I have been your host, Nick Duran. And for more, we'll be doing another podcast next week. And all I can say is peace and love, my friends. Thank you and have a good one.